The movie The Golden Compass opens today. It's based on the first book in Philip Pullman's trilogy, His Dark Materials. It stars Nicole Kidman, and it's poised to be one of the big events of the holiday season. But there's a campaign underway against the movie because of its controversial take on religion, as NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
There's plenty in The Golden Compass to keep kids happy. There's a plucky little heroine, Lyra Balakwa. She has a shape-shifting animal called a demon who represents her soul. Together, they set out to the cold north to rescue kids who have been kidnapped for evil purposes. And to top it all off, Lyra recruits a polar bear to help her with her quest.
Listen, don't fight these men. What they've done ain't right, I know. If you fight, you'll kill them. There'll be more fighting, and we'll never get away to rescue those kids.
So why would parents of children who've been raised on the fantasy world of Harry Potter want to keep their kids away from such a film? Why would churchgoers send emails to their friends urging them to not let their children see the movie? Why would an advocacy organization like the Catholic League call for a boycott of The Golden Compass? The reason? They're afraid the movie will lure kids to read all three books in the trilogy.
The books themselves are explicitly an atheist fantasy series.
Daniel Maloney is an expert on religion and culture at the Heritage Foundation. Maloney says those calling for a boycott of the movie are doing a service to parents who know nothing about Philip Pullman and his trilogy. Maloney says The Golden Compass is, on one level, a great adventure story and a really good read. But he says there's no question Pullman set out to write novels to promote atheism and denigrate the great religions of the world.
And he says that they are anti-truth, Manichaean, that is against the body. They're engines of oppression, engines of fanaticism. He has a particular fanatical assassin monk who is kind of straight out of one of these old chestnuts of English anti-Catholic propaganda. There are all sorts of things in the book that are designed to provoke, and that's there in the book.
Central to the story of The Golden Compass is the all-powerful institution known as the Magisterium, and in the book it clearly represents the Church. In order to market the movie more easily, the film makes the Magisterium more secular, though equally sinister.
What's the Magisterium for?
Oh, you've been living in an ivory tower, haven't you?
The Magisterium is what people need. They keep things working by telling people what to do.
In Catholic theology, the Magisterium is the teaching authority of the Church. But Donna Freitas believes such theological details will go right over the heads of most kids.
One of the things that I think we are forgetting in this conversation about the movie The Golden Compass and the trilogy His Dark Materials is the way kids read.
Freitas is the author of a book about His Dark Materials called Killing the Imposter God. She doesn't think the books are anti-religious and sees Pullman as a theologian who's developed a compelling new idea about the nature of divinity. But, says Freitas, such an interpretation is the work of an adult. She says the books can be read on many levels.
You can come to it as a kid and read a wonderful, exciting adventure and be thrilled by all these magical concepts and talking animals. You can come back to it as a college student and analyze all its literary themes, its religious themes. You can come back to it as a parent whose child is reading it. So I feel like it has a really long life because it's so layered.
I think The Golden Compass is the one that is the most subtle in the way that it addresses questions of faith and questions of religion.
Philip Nell teaches adolescent literature at Kansas State University. Nell says kids who read The Golden Compass are mostly drawn to the character of Lyra.
To be a child is to be on the receiving end of power, and she is able to counter that power. And I could see, as a child reading that, that you would be able to identify with her wit and her resourcefulness and her intelligence and experience it in that way.
But Nell says even for a young adolescent, it would be almost impossible to ignore the questions raised about religion in the second and third books in the series. Daniel Maloney agrees, but he says parents may not need to worry too much. Maloney thinks kids will be turned off because Pullman gets too preachy about his atheism in the last book.
The failures of the book aesthetically and as a novel inoculate to a certain extent the children who read it from the anti-religious message within it.
Even if kids don't read all three books, they might want to see the sequel of the movie. And if indeed sequels are made, says Philip Nell, it won't be easy to tone down the religious references in the second and third books.
Angels are major characters, right? I mean, you can't you can't get away from the fact that angels are major characters. I don't know how they will grapple with the second and third books in the series when they adapt them. I am glad I don't have to grapple with these things. It's going to be a tough one.
But sequels are made when movies make money. So whether anyone will have to grapple with all the demons and angels that Philip Pullman has created will depend on just how well The Golden Compass does at the box office. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.